The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
We've continued to avoid government shutdowns this whole year, but meanwhile, the debt piles on. And we're winding down the year 2023, so we're going to look at some of the top financial and retirement headlines of the year. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and he and his team at Heckman Financial, they're located right here in Silicon Valley. Eric's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now, and he is here to give you some guidance with your own retirement as well. I want to start off with this phone number. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. 800-454-1184. Another thing you can do with that phone number is text the word toolbox, same number, and you can get our complimentary toolbox. So it has Eric's book in it. It's all digital things that you could need and read for your retirement. Get his book complimentary. Text the word toolbox 454-1184 and check us out online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, so good to be here with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's wrapping up the year here, and lots of times people are obviously preoccupied with presents and shopping and other stuff, but always got to throw it out there. You know, probably one of the biggest presents you can give you and yourself and your family would be to actually take care of your finances and spend a little time on them. And especially at year end, you know, what kind of changes should you be doing? Roth conversions, you know, selling stuff, tax planning, all those kind of things that we don't like to think about, but we really need to take care of.
Right. And we're going to get into some of that, of course, like we always do. But I want to start off by taking a quick look at some of the A-list actors and athletes who announced their retirement here this year. So, you know, Michael Caine, a British actor, two-time Oscar winner, he is retiring at age 90. And he said, yeah, I keep saying I'm going to retire, but now he said the only parts I could get would be an 85-year-old or 90-year-old man. So I thought I might as well retire now. So he worked a long time.
Yep.
Tom Brady retired for real this year. Unfortunately, it cost him his marriage, though, so that was kind of sad. Miguel Cabrera, he retired after a 21-year career in Major League Baseball. And celebrities, okay, get this. These guys are all becoming eligible for Medicare this year. So Ellen DeGeneres, the wife on Everybody Loves Raymond, Deborah, her name is Patricia Heaton. Michelle Pfeiffer, she's turning 65. Drew Carey, had no idea. Kevin Bacon, Madonna, however, I think Madonna looks older than that. And then Jamie Lee Curtis. So how about that? All those people retiring or eligible for Medicare.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, maybe, you know, Footloose could be doing, you know, a Medicare dance or something like that. It is kind of interesting to see that list, right?
Yeah, I do love it. Now, of course, athletes, you know, generally retire earlier than everybody else. We see our politicians, right? That's a whole nother story. And more than 50 U.S. senators are at least age 65, and the average senatorial retirement age is 71. Eric, I don't believe that, do you? I feel like they work until they die.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're definitely, you know, beat the odds in terms of how long they work. But, you know, actually, if you look back at some of the founding fathers, a lot of them were in their 70s and 80s, which is actually pretty phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Compared to the, you know, life expectancy of those times, right?
True.
You know, they were probably doubling it or tripling it. So, I mean, a lot of those ages aren't as big a deal anymore. I mean, they moved the, you know, required minimum distribution age from 70 and a half to 72. Now it's 73 and 75 if you're born after 1960. So they're, you know, trying to tell you something about you should be working longer. So either have to save up some more money to retire sooner or change the plans a little bit and go a little bit longer, right?
True. So,
yeah.
All right. So we've, you know, we've seen these temporary spending bills passed by Congress all to avoid a government shutdown. We've talked about this a lot throughout the year. But, you know, all of this is a part of the biggest financial story we've discussed this year, government spending, federal debt. Tell us what this means for our retirees.
Well, so when I first started doing using the debt clock, you can go to usdebtclock.org to check out all these kind of scary stats if you really want to get depressed. But I started using it in October of 2017 during different live events we would do. And, you know, it was $20 trillion then. And then the Trump presidency came in and racked up the debt huge. COVID, you know, made it bigger. And, you know, really Biden hasn't changed it either. So this isn't anything about either party. Neither one is doing anything to slow it down. So just in 6 years, it went from $20 trillion to $33 trillion. So that's more than a 50% increase, you know. So it's getting huge really, really fast. And, you know, especially with interest rates going up, that's going to cost us more in terms of how much we're having to pay on the debt on that. So, you know, that's one of the scarier parts is all that money that we're going to be paying out as a country just to pay the interest on the debt that gives nobody any services, right? Just pays the people who bought that debt, you know, more money. So, you know, what does that mean to you? Because all this stuff always has to come back to, okay, how does this affect me, right? Mm-hmm. And so what that really means to, you know, tells me as a financial advisor and somebody helping people in retirement is the more money you have exposed to the government, the scarier your retirement's going to be. And so what do I mean by exposed to the government? 401k, 403b, 457, deferred comp, IRAs, all that money, you basically said, don't tax me now, tax me sometime later. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know when that is. I don't know what you're going to tax me, but I'm okay with that. Well, that's now starting to sound a little crazy. So let's stop the craziness and start doing more stuff into Roth, stuff that's going to be tax-free, stuff that it's all yours. There's no big liability at retirement. And so that's one of the things that you really need to be doing, especially at year end. This is a great time to be doing some Roth conversions. Taxes are historically low. So yeah, move some of that money, pay the tax now. It's painful, yeah, but you know, if you can get rid of it and then have a lot more money to retire, you're going to be a lot happier in the end. So again, if you want to get more information about this and other topics, we've got a great resource of a lot of educational materials, super quick downloads, only like 10, 15 pages. So not some huge thing to read. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We're so happy to have you along with us. Eric, you talked about taxes. Well, we are getting closer and closer to the expiration of that current tax policy expiration date, right? So tell us about existing opportunities. You kind of mentioned it. You know, what are you talking to your retirees about right now?
Yeah, so the just a little context, the Trump tax laws that started in 2018, they expire at the end of 2025, which used to sound like a long, long time, you know, in the future, right? But that's 24 months from now.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, we've got 24 months left, basically, of this lower tax bill. And then, obviously, there's a presidential election, so who knows? They probably will change something in 2025, but we never know. But under the current game plan, yeah, all these tax rates will be going up. The tax brackets will be going up. So when do you go to the store to buy something? When things are on sale. When do you want to pay taxes? When they're on sale. So how do you pay taxes when they're on sale? Well, you do Roth conversions, you put more money out of that taxable tax deferred bucket and put it into the tax free for the rest of your life bucket. You're going to be happier and your family's going to be a lot happier. But yeah, you have to do that in that calendar year to make that change. So, you know, 2023, you got very little time left to do it.
That's right. We are coming up on the end of this year. And yeah, talk about 2025. We're becoming 2024 in about, you know, a couple, what? Basically, 1 month, a little less than a month. So 2025 is very close. Talk about how taxes actually fit into your blueprint to worryless wealth. This is the plan that you come up with for your retirees.
Yeah, so we go over that income plan. So, you know, is my money going to last for the rest of my life? Am I going to be okay? We want to answer those questions first. And then you got to see, okay, well, what is my cumulative tax over my lifetime going to be? Is that going to be a huge number, smaller number? And then how can I lower that? Well, one of the ways you can lower that is by doing Roth conversions, by doing some of these strategies to pay lower taxes for the rest of your life. Sometimes it can be just something simple as instead of leaving money in a taxable savings account, move it to something that's tax deferred, and you can earn right now over 6% for 5 years. So, yeah, there's some great options out there right now. So it's not just Roth conversions. It's just how do you defer taxes better, and how do you make sure you pay the least tax over your lifetime? So, yeah, if you want to take action now and really help yourself to save some taxes for the rest of your life, you know, set up a time to talk with us, because there's not much time left for this year, but there's some time where you can take some action. Again, you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a quick call with me, Eric Heckman, all you have to do is text the word VISIT 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we will be back with lots more from Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And today, as always, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a more comfortable retirement. We're so happy to have you along with us today. Fewer than one in four Americans think that their current retirement lifestyle actually aligns to what they had planned for retirement. So it turns out it's one thing to dream about retirement, yet it's another thing to actually live in retirement every single day. Eric, you see this every day, don't you?
Yeah, certainly. And it's always a big adjustment at first, and then people kind of get into a groove, and some really thrive on it, and some, you know, maybe not as much. So it is definitely good to have a plan for this.
Yeah. Okay. So Dr. David Eckert, he actually taught about aging and retirement when he was a professor at the University of Kansas for 44 years. He wrote about his own transition into retirement in the Wall Street Journal, and he admitted that while it's one thing to know intellectually what happens with retirement, living through it is actually another thing altogether. I want you to hear what he says here, Eric. We actually spoke with him. He said nearly 2 years into his retirement, really one of the biggest surprises is just how he feels about his use of time now.
In my case, I was a professor and I had to teach these classes and I had to attend these meetings and, in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
So your reaction to that, are you hearing that from retirees who have just retired?
Well, when they first retire, it's, you know, one of those weird things where are you on vacation or, you know, are you actually done, right? So,
yeah.
And so once they get kind of past that part, they kind of do usually get into some sort of groove, kind of like what he's talking about there, have some certain things, but you know, I've got some that they get so involved in so many other things. They're actually almost more busy in retirement. And lots of times, I would say the majority of my clients, when they, after about 6 to 9 months after being retired, they always wonder how they had time to work because they're doing all these other things.
Right.
And but it's things that you want to be doing, right? Not things that you have to be doing. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing about that. Some even go off and go have fun jobs, so it's not necessarily that they always fully retire. Sometimes they do what they want. I've got one client who's she worked in the medical field, but more in the HR side of things, and she always wanted to help people, so she's getting a degree in licensed counseling type stuff. And so, you know, she's enjoying her classes, being a student again in her 60s, mm-hmm. right, and stuff. So, you know, she's not doing it because she needs the money. She's just doing it because...
For fun.
She wants to learn more, and then she wants to be able to help people. So
right.
It could be, you know, having more fun. I've got a lot of clients that are... become professional babysitters because of the grandkids, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of that too. So there's a lot of things that you do definitely change. It is one of those things where you do kind of want to plan it out, but of course it is not real until you experience, right?
Until you actually experience it. And Dr. Eckert says that, you know, he even himself has experienced that internal conflict with all that free time. So he says this.
As I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
You know, I think I feel like that even when I'm on like a Christmas break or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, definitely if you're used to having to, you know, go to this meeting or go do this or go do that, obviously it's your own schedule now, but depends on how you fill it out. You know, I've had some people that are, they watch way too much news.
Oh, so
that makes them way too depressed. They think they only hear the bad stuff that's going on out there. They don't hear any of the positive things, that all the great stuff that's going on. And, you know, and then, you know, you can see it, and they tend to not do as much then. They tend to stay home more.
Aww,
you know, the ones that go off and get involved, they go out and, you know, go to lunches with people or, you know, go out with some of the people you used to work with and just to kind of stay in check. Mm. And there's a lot of things. I mean, over the last 31 years of my career, I've you know, seen a lot of people, you know, obviously retire and help them retire. And I don't think any of them are upset about being retired. I've never met one, you know, who didn't like it. You know, now some of them do go get, like I said, fun jobs or do stuff for entertaining or just for sometimes for the challenge of it. You know, so that's one way. But obviously, you can also just get involved with a lot of charities. I had one client that was teaching kids how to sail, and he was also into one of those handbell choirs.
Oh, yeah.
And I
love it.
You know, he just got involved in a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden, yeah, your time's filled up. So I think it's more about community and being active. If you're going to stay home and be in front of the TV and hear all that depressing stuff all day, that probably won't be quite as fun.
Right, exactly.
and so it's really, you know, having a plan for all that.
The way we plan our time doesn't seem like, you know, anything we'd need to talk to a financial professional about or advisor about. Why is that something you, as a financial advisor, would want to know about, Eric?
Well, one of the first things I always like to ask people is what's, you know, your perfect weekend or what's your perfect vacation? Yeah, just so that way you kind of start, you know, knowing what they like to do and knowing what they want to do. And that can be really key because obviously once you jump into that new world of not go, go, go. And, you know, you get a design, you get to figure out your own time. You get to see what you want to do. You do get those feelings like you should be doing something, right? Like you said. And so, yeah, that's part of our blueprint to worry less wealth, where we really go over how to worry less about things in retirement. If you have less worry about your money, you have less worry about taxes, all these other things, then you get to find more time to plan that next fun trip, or you get to figure out what other kind of activities you want to do because you know you're going to be okay. So that's one of the biggest keys is having that knowledge and having that sound background going, hey, I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to have to be worried about my portfolio. I'm not going to have to cancel my trip because the market's down or do this because of this, you know, all those types of things that you hear people do in retirement. So, you know, again, if you want to get a little bit more information about that, we've got all these great tools about will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Just finding your own balance in retirement. And even my book, Worry Less Wealth, you can even set a time to talk with us for 15 to 30 minutes if you want. So all of that's located at our website. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's just kind of talk about that meeting when your retirees do come in. They give you their ideas, their dreams that they want to do. And you know, tell us what goes into that strategy to turning those dreams into reality.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things is just making sure you have a written plan. It's kind of like, you know, you're driving someplace, you're going on a vacation, and then all of a sudden you've got no cell signal, but you're having to look up things, and your phone's not working, and now you're just lost in the desert, right,
yes.
or someplace. That's what we don't want. We want to make sure people have a written plan, so that way you feel less, again, less worry. Once you have that blueprint to worry less wealth, you kind of know, hey, yeah, I've got this much money I can spend every month. That includes my fund, which is a fun term I like to use.
Yeah.
So for vacations or hobbies or whatever, we've got that built in. So we know how much we can spend. We know how much we're going to be able to live on. And we know that we've got some money that's guaranteed. So if the market's down, we know we can grab that money when it's down. When the market's up, obviously we can get it. And then in between, we've got some steady income money that's paying us good cash flow. So that way we don't have to worry about selling shares every month just to be, you know, remain in retirement. And so, you know, those are the things that really people need to be looking for. When we first have that 15 to 30 minute call, we just find out what's going on, what your, you know, worries, what your concerns. And then we used to charge a fee for this, but we don't even charge a fee anymore for this blueprint. We'll take you through this whole thing. We'll bet a couple hours of time on our side for my team to prepare all this, to get all this stuff ready. We'll walk you through it. And then at the end of that second meeting, if you want to work with us, you can. If not, hey, it will just part as friends and it'll be fine. So again, you really want to have that analysis saying, yeah, I am okay. Or no, I need to work a couple more years. And unfortunately, that's sometimes the answer too. And so at least we'll tell you this ahead of time. And then that way you know, how much money can I live on? When can I retire? How much cash flow will be there? Will some of it be guaranteed from loss? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, either text the word visit to set up a time, or just go get all of our resources at our toolbox site, which is the easiest way to get that again is just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman right after this.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to help you get to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We're talking today about how fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle actually aligns to what they had planned for retirement to be. So as we're discussing today, it's one thing to dream about retirement, but it's another thing to live in retirement every single day. We've been talking about Dr. David Eckert about aging. He wrote a book. Actually, he taught about it for over four decades at the University of Kansas. He retired himself in 2020. He says one of the really main factors is that we, when it comes to retirement, we have to think about not only how we spend our time, but what happens when our spouse retires at the same time.
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
So, like, let's say one of them has already been, you know, retired for a while, then the next one comes, and then it kind of ruins the the first one's schedule. They're not used to the other one hanging around, right?
Yeah, this is definitely a big issue, and I always, you know, half jokingly and definitely seriously ask if one's already retired or one's, you know, been at home for a while. You know, I always just say, are you going to be okay with him or her, you know, now being home all day? What are you guys going to be doing and stuff? And you know, a lot of people actually kind of got a little bit exposed to this during COVID just because of their working from home. So they, in a weird way, that actually helped, I think, some people, because, you know, they learned separate bedrooms for your offices right, and things like that to so that way you have your own free time to without bugging each other. But and then of course the other joke of course is how long's the honey-do list for when you retire and all the things that you're supposed to get done, and so that's usually one of the answers is, well, they'll be off doing all the things that they haven't done the last 5 or 10 years. Yeah. So once we'll figure that out once that list is done, and which may never happen.
Right. It's so funny. So the good news, Eric, that Dr. Eckert said, he did research on how people act in retirement, how they adapt to retirement. And he did find that really there's not going to be any serious effect on a marriage, but there will be adjustments to make. These things won't actually threaten your retirement. Here's what he said.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
Like you just said, once they get used to, each other being right there in the same, household 24/7. So when you are dealing with couples, how important is it to have this communication about everybody's expectations and goals for retirement?
I've had some interesting conversations with people where, sometimes one of them traveled a ton for work, and one of their goals in retirement is to not travel.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one didn't get to go on those trips, and they want to travel. And so sometimes they have to go out and find a friend who wants to travel with them and stuff. And sometimes it's halfway between. Some want to just do U.S. travel and sick of doing international, where the other one wants to do those international trips. So there is some things like those kind of issues that are adjustments that you have to make and things that you might need to think about. And obviously it depends on what kind of, activities they want to do. As long as they're, if one person wants to go out a lot and do a bunch of stuff outside and the other one's more homebody or whatever you want to call it, somebody who likes to do all the stuff around the house, well, there might be some tensions there. But a lot of them do want to just, they've wanted to do all these big trips and they're totally on board with each other and, they've got enough time. And so I'd say most of the time it's pretty positive. I guess I'd agree with him on that part of things, but there are definitely some things that you have to figure out is, who's going to do what or who wants to do what. And, it is one of those weird things where people focus so much on the money, they kind of forget on the, the money's only a little bit of it. The time's way bigger.
Way bigger.
Right.
So much
you might
time.
Think about the money for a few minutes or a few hours, but you're going to be home all day long. So,
Eric, let's talk about some of the big difference between helping a single person plan for retirement and then helping a couple. What are some things that couples need to account for?
Well, the big one there is obviously after one person passes away, is there going to still be enough income? Because, your property tax, your Wi-Fi bill, a lot of things don't get cut in half just because there's only one person living there. One thing that does get pretty much usually chopped in half almost is your Social Security income, right? You lose the smaller check, but you retain the bigger of the two checks. So I would say that's probably the bigger one in terms of the financial side. Obviously for the, I don't know if you want to call it emotional side, but just the physical side of, you both being home and doing those things like we were talking about, you're going to have to be able to get to used to being around each other more. Lots of times with single people, they're going to be off more with friends or they're going to be doing their own adventures and they don't have to kind of get somebody else's buy-in. I've got one client who she fixed up this van where she can go camping and do stuff. And so she has a place out in Michigan and a place here. So she'll do little tours and national parks and things along the way. And, she doesn't have to ask anybody else if they want to go, right? Or if they want to do that. Whereas, sometimes one spouse might want hotel rooms and the other one might be fine with camping, but okay, how do you rectify that? How do you get those two on the same page? So, one of the things that actually creating that blueprint to worry less wealth does, it kind of has you, talk with a third person, talk with us about that. And so the last 30 years, we've seen a lot of people, lots of different situations. So we kind of give you some pointers and some tips about how to, really how to overcome some of those slight differences that there might be between the two of you and figuring out, okay, how can we solve these issues in retirement? And, again, part of it's just having the plan, right? Having that income plan that knows how long your money's going to last, having that investment plan, knowing you know how much risk you have, and having some money that's guaranteed, having some foundational money, some steady income stuff on top of the market dollars, making sure your taxes are as low as they can be over your lifetime, not just over 1 year. So again, over your lifetime, you'll pay the least amount of tax. And then, you know, looking at the healthcare legacy issues, those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, that's something if you wanted to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And if you have questions right now as you're listening to our show, pick up the phone and call right now, because we have people standing by to take your call. And, you know, Eric, you have said your system works very, very well for retirees. So people don't want to miss this opportunity to call in, come in and see you for a complimentary appointment. One thing we talk about a lot, Eric, is the fact that women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to be outliving their husbands in retirement. Let's talk about how that fact comes into play when you are doing the planning with couples.
Yeah, well, that can be a really critical one. Especially since, unfortunately, a lot of women typically are less involved in the finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, more and more of a lot of my clients, the women are doing, taking charge and paying attention. But there's still a lot that, you know, they just say, hey, yeah, why don't you just take care of it for me? Well, when somebody passes away, all of a sudden, they're in this big fog of what do I do now? How do I pay my bills? You know, where is these accounts? What am I supposed to be doing? And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, they lose that Social Security check, the smaller of the two. The bills don't cut in half, you know, so maybe the food bill might drop by some, but even that doesn't cut in half. And so a lot of the expenses are still there, but now they're having to do everything. That's one of those things where you need to know how much money you have. You need to know where you're at, you know, financially. And so one of the things we've put together in our toolbox is 10 tips to empower women investors. And I think it's a really critical thing for women to learn about and know. There's a lot of other great tips. There's my book, You Can Set a Time. All this great material is set up online, all easy to read. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Eric and Wealth Creator Radio.
As 2023 winds down, now is the time to be thinking about year-end tax planning. Join Eric Heckman, CFP and President of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, for a free tax planning webinar. You'll gain valuable insights into how to minimize your tax liabilities while also maximizing your wealth building potential. In this can't-miss webinar, Eric will show you some simple tax-saving opportunities you can take advantage of right now. You'll also learn tips on how to better understand your tax return and not just file it. Plus, Eric will discuss the coming tax law changes and how you can prepare for them and much more. So don't miss out on this free year-end tax planning webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. RSVP now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. RSVP now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Eric.
Janine.
Owen.
Matt.
Jason.
And Lisa.
From all of us here at Heckman Financial, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we've come to the time, which I know, Eric, you love, I love. This is when we dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and I pull questions out from retirees. So you ready to get going?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. First question is from JD. And he says, I can't shake some of my feelings of dread about the future. I'm worried about getting sick or too old to take care of myself. And I just don't know if we have enough money to pay for big medical bills when we're old. It actually keeps me up at night. What should we think about doing?
Let's see. Work out more and eat healthy. No.
Do anything you can to stay healthy.
Right. Obviously, you do want to plan for big medical costs, and that's getting to be a larger and larger issue for sure. So there are some options that you can do. Yeah, there's obviously once you hit 65, you can get a Medicare and Medicare supplement. You know, that's going to cover for most of the normal costs, but obviously stuff for long-term care, things like that, they don't cover it all. So, you know, that's when you could be using some other assets. I'm not a big fan of traditional long-term care insurance just because it's gone up so much on people. Mm. You know, and so there are some great alternatives. There's, you know, like there's one annuity that, you know, you put $100,000 in and it can triple for long-term care benefits. You know, that's pretty simple, easy way to go. There's some other specially designed life insurance things where you just dump money in one time. You don't have to keep making payments. And it's classified as life insurance, so they can't raise your rates, but it gives you a ton of long-term care benefits. So there are options out there. You know, it's just more of a matter of just getting educated on them, getting that data, then really make a, you know, some sort of informed decision, you know. But once you know that's out there and once you know what's going on, it definitely will lower down that worry. And of course, my whole process is about worrying less. So
yeah,
that's why we do that. So.
So one thing that you can do, let me just throw out this phone number, 800-454-1184. You can just text the word visit. If you want to go in, if you have your own question or if you have a question about, you know, covering your medical needs in retirement, my goodness, they would love to visit with you. So just text the word visit to 800-454-1184 and get on their calendar because it's complimentary to go in and see them. All right, here's another question for us. This is from Jolene. And she says, I can't keep up with what's going on with required minimum distributions. When do we have to take those?
Yeah, that I don't know why the government wanted to try to mess with 70-year-olds and make it really confusing. Not the greatest population to try to, you know, confuse. But yeah, it's changed a whole bunch. So instead of saying the old numbers, I'll just say ignore all the old numbers you remember and let's just think of the new ones. So the new ones are age 73. So the year in which you turn 73 is when you have to take money out. However, if you're born 1960 and later, then it's age 75. Okay. So you've got a lot longer time frame, you know, which can be really good because you can, you know, for a lot of my clients that were going to take it out earlier, instead what we've been doing is doing Roth conversions of that money and paying the tax now, which they used to under the old law have to pay the tax now.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're just moving it to Roth and making it tax-free for the rest of their life. And, you know, so there are some better options, some benefits for having that wait, but I wouldn't just wait and then take it all out at 73 or 75 because the tax bill is going to be big.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's a great idea. You know, they were going to have to pay the taxes anyway at, you know, 73 and just do it now. Don't wait. I love it. Good answer. Good answer. Here's another question for you from Renee. And she says, I've heard you mention longevity several times on your show, and I just don't think it applies to me given my family history. If it's not a huge concern, is there a way to set up my money so I can do some fun things while I'm willing and able to do it and yet have a backup plan just in case I live longer than expected?
Well, there's a ton of medical research being done right now that's really kind of, you know, people think AI is a big deal. Well, some of the medical advances in terms of, you know, longevity is huge. And yeah, you know, there's more and more odds that people might be living to 100 or 120 even, you know, and so in a lot of this stuff is in the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of these advancements. So yeah, when I hear people say, oh, you know, I'm not going to live that long. Yeah, everybody always underestimates how long they're going to live for whatever reason. It's kind of odd.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they'll say everybody else is going to live a long time, but for themselves, they always say it's lower, which... Yeah, I've never really quite figured out the psychology behind that. But yeah. One of the problems is, you know, look, just think about, you know, the toxins in the environment, other things that, you know, your parents and grandparents and, you know, relatives had to live through where you may have not had to live through that much. You know, nowadays we wear seatbelts. Back then we didn't.
Right.
You know, yeah. All that stuff. So there's so many things that have changed over the years. And so, you know, that's one of the things that that people really need to know about and figure out that this is, you know, a different time frame. And then the medical advances are just kind of crazy now. I mean, now you know, what used to kill you, you take a pill and you're fine. But it might have, you know, shortened your life expectancy a ton in the past. So, yeah, what I would say is always, you know, plan for the longer time frame. Now, you do want to have a fun fund, as I like to call it. You know, so, yeah, you also don't want to be dumb and say, oh, I'm gonna wait till I'm 75 or 80 and then finally take all those crazy trips. Well, you know, hiking up to Machu Picchu or, you know, something like that, you're probably not going to do it those ages. Yeah, you probably want to be a little bit younger when you're doing those types of things. So that's one of the things to be thinking about is, yeah, have a fun fund to do all those things that you want to do. But then also have some money that's going to be guaranteed for the rest of your life. Some money that's going to be there for no matter what happens. And so there's a lot of great, I mean, really great products now after the Fed had raised the rates. And, you know, as things have gotten higher interest rates, that's really been a big help because there are a lot of these guaranteed products that are out there. Yeah, can pay you a lot of good income for the rest of your life and without worry about running it out. So, you know, kind of last part about her, you know, her question there was, you know, how do you have a backup plan? Well, if you have that money, it's lasting for the rest of your life. Plus you get Social Security, right? So, you know, if you got kind of two buckets of money that are going to be there for the rest of your life, no matter what, well, then you can take some of your market money and have that be the fund and, you know, use it from there. So, yeah, with planning, there's a lot of ways to do that. But, you know, again, that's why we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we figure out that income plan to make sure that money will last for the rest of your life, including the fund. You know, and so lots of times the fund, we may only use it till age 80 or 85 and, you know, 90, 95 probably aren't going to have as much fun. And, you know, and so we do that. And then, you know, we look at, okay, well, how do I need to change my investments to be able to give me that income? What are the tax ramifications along the way? Obviously healthcare issues. And then, lastly, legacy, who gets your stuff when you're gone. So those are the five areas that we always go through. It's totally complimentary, no cost. We'll do actually that first meeting where we talk about, you know, what should you be doing? What changes should you be making? What's your worries and concerns? And then we'll actually go through your and do that analysis, which we used to charge for, but now we're not charging. And we will actually tell you what plan you have right now, where you're headed. And we'll tell you what issues you might have along the way and what things you might want to fix. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I mean, thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we're so happy to have you along with us. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and here's another question for you, Eric, from Melody. She says, we've been getting a lot of pressure from our neighbor's son to buy life insurance from him. It's causing a lot of friction right now because I'm not sure if it's a huge deal to give him a little business, but my husband wants nothing to do with it. Would it be really bad for us to have a little extra coverage?
Well, you have to be careful what you're investing in and what you're tying up your money for a long time. I mean, life insurance is usually a long, long, long time commitment. Yeah, you typically, yeah, typically either your whole life or at least 20, 30 years of funding. And, you know, what I find there's a lot of companies out there. Some are named, have World part of their name. Some of them have Prime stuff in their names, but there's a few companies that do this as kind of like a, you know, Tupperware Avon kind of model where they, you know, get people in there, try to get them to sell their friends and neighbors, and then those people are gone. Often they give some really bad advice. You know, I've had one person one time being told to go buy life insurance. All she had was Roth IRAs, and they said, well, yeah, you can take the money out of your Roth to make it tax free in life insurance. And she's like, does that make any sense? I said, no, it's already tax-free. Why would, you know, you can't get it more tax-free than tax-free. it was just ridiculous. But that was the only money they had to work with. So they, of course, were recommending her take money out of that because they wanted a commission.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, life insurance can be a great tool if it's used right, if it's funded right, if you really know the good and the bad. Lots of times people only talk about the positives and they can ignore the rest. So, yeah, I would say, you know, have it be a part of your overall holistic plan and make sure it's all tied together. Then it may make sense. But yeah, I wouldn't just do it just because of it's a friend or somebody's neighbor or, you know, whoever, relative. You know, a lot of times you can give them, you know, the sales pitch, give them feedback on it and just tell them it's not right for us right now. And then go get somebody who's actually been doing it for a long time who knows what they're talking about. So, you know, again, if you want to get a little bit more information, you know, you want to set a time to talk, you can talk with me, Eric Heckman. It's be a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Yeah, just set that up and very quick and easy by texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We still aren't done yet. Stick around for more from Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184 to get this digital toolbox from Eric, including his book and other wonderful educational materials about retirement. Now, Eric, you and I often discuss challenges and risks in retirement. And so I thought we'd bring another story about someone who's experienced some obstacles in retirement. We call it a financial fail. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's more of a, I guess, a compilation is, you know, probably the best way to say it is sometimes people, for whatever reason, they just think they should go for it or they don't realize how much they're putting in one spot, right? And I have one client that he's like, okay, all I need is like $50,000 more for Bitcoin and I'll get that house in Pismo Beach and be moving. Well, you know, then, of course, Bitcoin tanked huge and that he ain't getting that house anytime soon. And then I had some other clients that said, hey, and you know, at the beginning of 2022, they said, hey, we've got some extra cash. Let's go for it. They must have looked up every high risk tech stock that you could possibly buy. I'd never seen somebody lose money so fast. I mean, they had 80% losses on several stocks and, you know, just kind of, you know, huge things. And, you know, and then same with companies, you know, with people who work at, you know, at a certain company, and you know, they'll sit on that company's stock just thinking it's going to always be great. Then it dives down and then they're getting close to retirement and now all of a sudden they don't have all that money. And so we all know you're supposed to diversify, but sometimes it doesn't sound fun, right? Especially when something's shooting up a bunch. I've got one client at Apple who we've just always been selling off 10 or 15%. And sometimes we sell off 10 or 15 and it shot back up. So it was great, but sometimes it also went down and it was good that we did it, right? So, you know, you really should never have more than 10% of your overall net worth in any one, you know, investment, you know, if it's a stock or Bitcoin or whatever it is, right? And, you know, unfortunately, people still do that. And, you know, you want to have some tools, you want to have some education out there. So again, get that toolbox. We got a lot of great things about how to find the right balance. How to make sure your money lasts. You know, those are obviously big ways to not fail. And then you can even read the book, Worry Less Wealth. So again, if you want a copy of that toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can download or link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.